It's Midnight Mondo, right here. Yes, it's time for Midnight Mondo. I'm Otis 12, and this show, Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Etzel, along with to my left or to my right, depending on which alternative universe you're in, is Diver Dan Doomy.
Diver Dan Doomy, that's me. We are now listening to the number one request from the Nebuchadnezzar butterfly home for the terminally Caucasian. I'm tear gassing the honky tonk because my baby done gone.
Hey, that's right. And right here on Midnight Mondo, we're going to be having lots of fun. We're just waiting for the propane truck, and then Diver Dan and I are going to go out and torch a discotheque. Right, Diver Dan?
Yeah, that's going to be the time of my life, I know. Later on, we're going to have Gene Simmons a kiss here. We're going to stuff him into a Frigidaire compact refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey.
Let's dig these sounds.
Sing it. Yeah, there they are, the Belgian Beach Boys, right here on Midnight Mondo, so dig it, kids. Love that culture, Diver Dan.
Wish they all could be Liechtensteinian girls. You are the king of the divan. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
It's Midnight Mondo! Starring Ogden Etzel, I'm Otis 12, and to my left, or to my right, we've got Diver Dan Doomy.
Diver Dan Doomy, that's me.
Hey, which alternative universe are you in, Diver Dan?
Hey, this is the number one request from the Nebuchadnezzar butterfly home for the terminally Caucasian. It's called I'm Torching a Disco Because
Hey, that's right. We're just waiting for the propane truck over here at the studio. Then we're going to go out and torch a discotheque. You can join us. Just send $7.50. We'll send you your t-shirt. You can join the Culture Squad. Go out and torch any disco you decide is offensive. Hey, listen to this bunch. It's the Belgian Beach Boys.
Hey, later on tonight, Gene Simmons of Kiss is going to be right here in the studio, and we are going to stuff him into a refrigerator.
Hey, it should be lots of fun right here on Midnight Mondo with the Ogden Etzel, Otis 12, and Diver Dan Doomy. I am the king of the divan. Hi, this is Otis 12. We promised you right here on Midnight Mondo we would have Gene Simmons of Kiss on the show. Here he is, Gene. There he is. We're handcuffing him now. And we're going to place him into this refrigerator. There it is. Grab him. Grab his ankles. Put him in the refrigerator right now. There he is. Gene Simmons in the refrigerator. You asked for it. Right here on Midnight Mondo.
This is Diver Dan Doomy. We are making these weird noises to draw your attention to Midnight Mondo. Friday nights on KQ98.
Midnight Mondo, Friday nights, KQ98.
Eat that thing, baby. Eat that thing. All right, all right, all right, all right.
Gee, Mr. Otis, I got a pimple on my tongue.
Oh, that's okay, baby. Don't sweat that pimple, because if you got pimples, that means you got hormones. And if you got hormones, that means you got sex. And if you got sex, that means you can find a girl. And if you can find a girl, that means you can buy a car. And if you can buy a car, that means you're an American boy.
Wow! Now, I'm going to go right out and find a girl and have sex and buy a car and be an American.
Yes, the war is over, but the scars remain. For this editorial from Midnight Mondo on the scars of war, we take you to Mr. Diver Dan Dooney.
You'll have to excuse me, I have a cough. Which is, I contracted while in a bunker in Korea in 1951, one of my many scars of war. A lot of people ask me, what exactly are the scars of war, and what can we...
And that's all we have time for. Thank you very much.
Individuals.
Okay, we're ready on take 7, Disposable Baby. Here we go.
The lights are low, the hour is late, the wine glasses are nearly drained. You're moving on to bigger things. You know it, he knows it. But you also know that you have hair under your arm. Quite a dilemma? No, not if you have equipped yourself with Hargrove's portable underarm stickers. These flesh-like appendages make it appear that you have shaved your underarms just seconds ago. Hargrove's, for the close moments. Off this.
Whoa, yes, coming to town right here. It's Grandma's Return to Nature, Meat Hook Lounge, and Old Lady Conveyor Belt Disco. That's right, old senile women on conveyor belts for you. Teenage boys' delight, right here in the disco atmosphere. Light show, strangeness, smoke, weirdness, and liquor for underage people. That's right, Grandma's Return to Nature Meat Hook Lounge and Old Lady Conveyor Belt Disco. You can get into it. Just skip high school, head down to 34th Street, look out for the loading docks, and jump into Grandma's Return to Nature Meat Hook Lounge and Old Lady Conveyor Belt Disco. You'll have a good time. It's fun. Oh, it's free.
My goodness, Maury. Your Oldsmobile's caught fire.
Well, I suppose it has something to do with the UFOs on my patio, George.
I've been meaning to ask you about that, Maury. Why are you building a UFO on your patio?
Well, just weeks ago, a strange man wearing a New England coverall came up to me and said...
Hello, Maury.
That's what he said. How did you know that, George? I'm unsure of many things.
Intuition, I guess. It just came to me.
Well,
That's weird.
When it comes to your...
A New England man wearing strange overalls came up to me the other day and said, Greetings, Lloyd.
Well, that leaves the UFO and the burning Oldsmobile. What shall we do?
Maybe put out the UFO and take a spin in the Oldsmobile. That was not...
Cancel that one.
August 28th, 7:92 a.m. I'm walking the flat beat with a flat foot. Suddenly there's a strange character rowing down 34th Street. Hey, buddy.
Yep.
You know anything about this 422 committed just up the block about 10 minutes ago?
Look, I forgot to put on one of my shoes.
Watch yourself, buddy. Anything you say will be used against you.
422? What's a 422?
I don't like to do this, but I gotta inform you of your rights.
What's that?
If my instincts were permitted to go, I'd slap you around a block.
Oh, I wish you would. I'm a bad person.
Come on. I'm taking you downtown in this helicopter. Wait a minute. We are downtown. Oh. I'm taking you to the suburbs in this helicopter.
I love helicopter rides.
Yes, thank you.
Good evening, this is Otis 12 out here at the Fort Hemophilia Human Sacrifice Raceway, just south of the nuclear...
Yes, to heaven. And,
Good evening. This is Otis 12 out at the Fort Hemophilia Human Sacrifice Raceway, just south of the nuclear crater here near Fort Hemophilia, Iowa, for the first annual Human Sacrifice 400. And we take you to Gabby Grabber Gear out on the straightaway. Gabby, can you describe what's going to be going on out there today?
Well, Otis 12, I'll tell you what. I've talked to this big race driver here, Petty Richard, and he said that...
Good evening. This is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Human Sacrifice 400 at the Fort Hemophilia 400 racetrack just south of the nuclear crater here in Fort Hemophilia. We take you now to Gabby Grabber Gear right out on the south straightaway. Gabby, what's going to happen out there today?
Thank you, Otis. There's going to be a wall of burning flesh here. I can tell it now. The drivers have obstacles out here that are just incredible. There's cheerleaders, 57 cheerleaders from local high schools. They have to go around those cheerleaders. And there's dogs. I tell you, there's dogs all over the place. The Humane Society set up a deal here where they eradicate all their dogs by loosing them on the track. And also, there's insomniacs out here in downfield sleeping bags, and these drivers must negotiate the turns.
They'll hit those insomniacs at speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour. Good evening. This is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Raceway, where it's time for the Fort Hemophilia Human Sacrifice 400 just south of the nuclear crater in Fort Hemophilia. We take you now to Gabby Gabbergear right out on the south straightaway. Tell him what's... Oh, fuck. Good evening. This is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Raceway, just south of the nuclear crater here in Fort Hemophilia, Iowa, where it's time for the Fort Hemophilia, Iowa Human Sacrifice 400. We take you now to Gabby Grabber Gear out on the south straight to tell you what's going on. Tell them about it, Gabby.
Thank you, Otis 12. These drivers have nothing but trouble ahead as they come out of turn one. They will come face to face with 85 gag high school cheerleaders and indoor sweaters, strung across the track with their charm bracelets entwined. Then in the back straightaway, where 672 and some insomniacs are staked to the track, like the pieces of meat they are, in down-filled sleeping bags. The home stretch promises some real excitement with 63 small dogs chained to their elderly owners. Back to you now, Otis.
Thank you, Gabby, for that report on the human sacrifice 400. Now back to Midnight Mondo.
Few pops. Let's do it one more time.
All right.
That was possibly acceptable, though. You stumbled a couple. Okay?
Yep. Get it?
Good evening. This is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Speedway, just south of the nuclear crater here in Fort Hemophilia. It's time for the Human Sacrifice 400. We take you now to Gabby Grabbergear out on the south. Fuck. Good evening. This is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Speedway, where it's time for the Fort Hemophilia Speedway Human Sacrifice 400. We're just south of the nuclear crater here in Fort Hemophilia. But right now, we take you out to Gabby Grabbergear on the south straightaway to tell you what's going to happen tonight. Take it away, Gabby.
Thank you, Otis. These drivers have nothing but trouble ahead in this exciting race. As they come out of turn one, they will be face to face with 85 gag and bound high school cheerleaders in Angora sweaters, strung across the track as their charm bracelets and such.
Good evening, this is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Speedway, just south of the nuclear crater here in Fort Hemophilia, Iowa, where it's time for the Human Sacrifice 400. We take you now to Gabby Grabbergear out in the south straight, tell you what's going to go on tonight. Take it away, Gabby.
Thank you, Otis. What an exciting race we have tonight. These drivers have nothing but trouble ahead. As they come out of turn one, they will come face to face with 85 gagged and bound high school cheerleaders in Angora sweaters, storming across the track with their charm bracelets entwined into the back straightaway, where 672 insomniacs are staked to the track like the pieces of meat they are in down-filled sleeping bags. Then into the home stretch, it promises some real excitement with 63 small dogs chained to their elderly owners. Now back to you, Otis 12.
Thank you very much, Gabby. It should be quite an exciting race. And now, back to Midnight Mondo Control.
Hi, this is Otis 12 of Midnight Mondo. We've taken a little criticism on the show here for poor taste. I'm just sitting here in my office right now, thinking about that with a script from last week, and, well, making proper use of it, and we will try to improve the taste level on the show. Take you once again to the home of Newton Bunch, two retired wheel inventors and bathtub impersonators, for another episode of What's On. Hey, Paunch, we got any of that linoleum jelly?
Huh? Oh, you mean petroleum jelly?
Yeah, you know, anything I can put under these here pancakes to keep them from sticking to the frying pan.
What pan? We don't have a pan.
Sure we do. Just look at this.
That's the oil pan out of the car, you durnkey.
Oh, well, the pancakes probably won't stick to it, will they, then?
Aw, Newt, forget the pancakes. Where'd you get that oil pan?
It was in the ditch there next to the radiator.
Next to the radiator?
Yeah, you know, right on top of the carburetor.
What happened? Vandals?
No, it was two-toned.
Oh.
Oh, anyway, what's on the tube there?
Well, what's on? Let me see. I got the TV listings right here. Let's see. Battleship Milky Way ER.
Ooh, I like that. That's neat.
Sunburn and Captain Beano are captured by the evil Darvons, but Apollo and Neptune and Achilles and Prometheus and Doc and Grumpy rescue them by bribing them with Lorne Green's bonanza residuals.
Oh, no, that hits kind of close to home, if you know what I mean, Paunch.
Well, yeah, let's see what else we got here. I don't know what you're talking about myself. Charlie's Amputees.
Oh, hey, I love that one. That,
three tragically flawed female detectives uncover corruption in the mafia.
No, nothing good on. I'm just going to play with the kitty cat. Kitty cat. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
What are you saying, Newt? That ain't no kitty cat.
It sure is.
It's a boa constrictor, Newt. Get that darn thing out of here.
I don't know what you're talking about, Punch. This is a nice cat.
Oh, all right. It's a kitty cat. Well, I'm going to go out and derail the train.
Nice kitty. Play with the string, kitty.
Newt and Punch will be back next week for more of What's On. Meanwhile, this word from the Safety Council. If you drink, don't sit down. If you must sit down, don't drink.
I blew the cue here.
Yeah, it didn't sound too bad to me.
We take you now to the home of Newt and Punch, two retired wheel inventors and bathtub impersonators, for another episode of What's On?
Hey, Punch, we got any of that linoleum?
I don't think so.
I don't think we ever...
We take you now to the home of Newt and Punch. We take you now to the home of Newt and Punch, two retired wheel inventors and bathtub impersonators, for another episode of What's On?
Hey, Punch, you got any of that linoleum jelly?
What? You mean petroleum jelly, Newt.
Well, you know, anything I can put under these here pancakes to make, keep them from sticking, you know, to the frying pan here.
What pan, Newt? We don't have a pan.
Sure we do. This here blackish thing here. Look at this.
That's the oil pan out of the car, you turkey.
Well, the 10W-40 probably keep them pancakes from sticking then, won't it?
Oh, Newt, forget the pancakes. Where'd you get that oil pan?
Well, it was in the ditch there next to the radiator.
Next to the radiator?
Yeah, right on top of the carburetor.
Right on top of the carburetor?
Yeah, it was.
What happened, Newt? Vandals?
Oh, no. It was two-toned. It was two-toned, Punch.
Oh.
Anyway, what's on?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Something on the tube. Must be something on the tube. I can't live if I don't see what's on the tube.
Well, shut up. Let's see here. Battleship Milky Way Ia. Sunburn and Captain Beano are captured by the evil Darvons, but Apollo and Neptune and Achilles and Prometheus and Doc and Grumpy rescue them by bribing them with Lorne Greene's Bonanza residuals.
Oh, no, that hits kind of close to home, if you know what I mean. I don't want to think about that kind of stuff, you know, since the war.
Let's see what else we've got here. Charlie's Amputees. Three tragically flawed female detectives uncover corruption in the mafia.
Well, I love them three-armed sweaters to wear, but I'm just not into the tube with it. That's it. You know, I guess I'm going to play with the kitty cat. Here, kitty. Kitty.
What are you saying, Newt? That ain't no kitty cat.
Well, it sure is.
It's a boa constrictor, Newt. Get the darn thing out of here.
I don't know what you're talking about, Punch. It's a nice kitty cat. Leave me alone.
Oh, all right.
Nice
it's
kitty.
A kitty. Well, I'm going to go out and derail a train.
Kitty, play with the nice string there, kitty. Oh, boy, you're a sweet little cat. I love you.
Newt and Punch will be back next week for more of What's On. Meanwhile, this word from the Safety Council. If you drink, don't sit down. If you must sit down, don't drink.
This is Newt and Punch, take 4049, and we're rolling.
to the home of Newt and Ponch, two retired wheel inventors and bathtub impersonators, for another episode of What's On?
Hey, Ponch, we got any of that linoleum jelly anywhere?
Huh? You mean petroleum jelly, Newt?
Yeah, you know, anything I can put under these here pancakes, keep them from sticking to the frying pan, you know?
What pan, Newt? We don't have a pan.
Well, sure we do. Just look here at this blackish thing.
That's the oil pan of the car, you dirty.
Well, now listen, now the pancakes probably won't stick. This is 10W-40 all-weather oil. They'll handle that.
Pancakes won't stick, Newt. Forget the pancakes. Where'd you get that oil pan?
Well, it was in the ditch there, right next to the radiator.
Next to the radiator?
That's right. It was, you know, right on top of the carburetor.
Right on top of the carburetor? What happened, Newt? Vandals?
Oh, no, it was two-toned.
Oh.
Anyway, what's on there?
What's on? It was vandals. No, it was two-toned.
Is there anything on the tube there, Ponch?
I'm looking.
Well, look, will you? Because I can't live without the tube, you know?
Shut up, Newt!
All right. You know, I'm just a narcotics addict, and I get into the tube, you know? And
I got the TV listings right here.
What's on?
Let's see. Battleship Milky Way, Sunburn and Captain Beano. Are you listening?
Sunburn and
Captain Beano are captured by the evil Garvons, but Apollo and Neptune and Achilles and Prometheus and Doc and Grumpy rescue them by bribing the Darvons with Lorne Greene's Bonanza residuals.
No, that kind of hits close to home, if you know what I mean. I can't take that stuff since the war and everything.
Let me
see
what else you got.
Anything else on?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Come on, what's on?
Charlie's Amputees.
Ooh, boy, I love them three-arm sweaters. What's on there?
Three tragically flawed female detectives uncover corruption in the mafia.
Ooh, well, that don't sound too good to me. I just can't get in it. You know, I'm just going to play with the kitty cat, I think. Here,
Newt.
kitty.
What are you saying, Newt? That ain't no kitty cat.
Sure is. It's a kitty cat.
It's a boa constrictor, Newt.
Look at the way it's wrapped around my leg.
Boa constrictor out of here.
You don't know what you're talking about, Ponch. Leave me alone.
Oh, all right. It's a kitty cat.
Nice kitty.
Well, I'm going to go derail a train.
I'll see you, Ponch. Nice kitty. Play with the string, kitty. Play with the string. It's really nice, kitty. Oh, boy, you're just such a pretty cat. I love you.
You should have seen
the
train, Ponch.
Newt and Ponch will be back next week for more of What's On? Meanwhile, this word from the Safety Council. If you drink, don't sit down. If you must sit down, don't drink.
It was the first time I ever saw it. It was going 45 miles an hour. I flipped it right off them tracks and got it in the ditch right next to the carburetor.
We're rolling on opening. It's Midnight Mondo, starring Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, and here's my partner in crime,
Diver Dan Doomy.
That's right, Diver Dan Doomy. What's on Midnight Mondo tonight, Diver Dan?
Hey, Otis, tonight on Midnight Mondo, the entire population of Ostrich, Illinois, offers a virgin sacrifice to Boulder Dam.
Oh, that should be exciting, and then we're going to reveal Sean Cassidy's true gender right here on the radio waves.
And that's not all. An army of thought-controlled Big Macs takes on the Rolling Stones in Battle of the Hamburgers and Bands.
That's right, and we're starting a Midnight Mondo contest. That's right. Anybody who can supply us with photographic evidence of a truck delivering meat to a McDonald's will win the continent of Australia.
Ogden Etzel is here, courtesy of the guy who held the door open.
The Capitol bails out of a rogue vibrator later, thus distracting Teddy Kennedy, who fails to heed the warning of an alien being and prepares to meet Captain Nemo, who has circumnavigated the tunnels of Island Number 83 near a mysterious pyramid. Meanwhile, Einstein advertises.
Humor him, folks. He thinks he's on the radio.
Today I might be mad, tomorrow I'll be glad, 'cause I'm a brandy on my mind. I'm gonna
It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Etzel. I'm your host, Otis 12, along with a man unto himself,
Diver Dan Doomey.
Hey, what's on Midnight Mondo tonight, Diver Dan?
Well, Otis 12, the entire population of Ostrich, Illinois, offers a virgin sacrifice to Boulder Dam tonight on Midnight Mondo.
Also, we will reveal Sean Cassidy's true gender right here on the radio waves. What else, Diver Dan?
Also, an army of thought-controlled Big Macs takes on the Rolling Stones in Battle of the Hamburgers and Bands.
All right. And another Midnight Mondo contest starts right here tonight. Anyone who can supply actual photographic evidence of a meat truck delivering said meat to a McDonald's will receive the deed to the continent of Australia, courtesy Midnight Mondo. Right, Diver Dan?
That's right. Hey, by the way, Ogden Etzel is here, courtesy of the guy who held the door open.
It wasn't me.
The Capitol bails out of a rogue vibrator later, thus distracting Teddy Kennedy, who fails to heed the warning of an alien being and prepares to meet Captain Nemo, who has circumnavigated the tunnels of Island 83 near a mysterious pyramid. Meanwhile, Einstein advertises.
What's he doing?
Equals N O P.
Do 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 do.